Well, good morning. 7:40, Brock Hunter.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, son of a bitch. Do it now. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Looking to start a new career with great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow, and so much more? Check out special-lite.com right here, Southwest Michigan. So today is National Fast Food Day. Get your mouth watering, you big fatties. Okay. If you could only have one fast food item for the rest of your life, what would it be? Only one, okay? I'm not saying that's the only thing. That's not the only thing you can eat. But when it comes to fast food, that's all you can have.
Can't top mine.
I guarantee I can top yours. What's yours?
No, you can't. Nope. Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich. No pickle.
Oh, look at that.
I don't know why there's pickles on that sandwich, but hey, no pickle. Best thing ever.
Best thing ever. Is there mayo on that bad boy?
I'm not sure what they put on it. I don't really look. Might be some spit on there, too, but who cares? It's that
it
good.
It looked like spit to you? Yeah. Yeah. Good sandwich. So that's it. Out of everything, not a burger, not French fry, you're going to have a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich.
No pickle.
See, I was going to say I was going to say the McDonald's spicy chicken. No lettuce. Mayo on there. It's the perfect sandwich. It's the perfect sandwich. Be honest, I think I've only had the Popeye's one once. And I mean, it wasn't bad. I think it's a little...
Dude, you're
overrated.
Flat, puny little patty compared to this massive.
I think that's part of the problem. I think that's part of the problem is that it's almost too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I know I could go with
because you got small hands. You can't handle
it. Yeah, and you see, the McChicken seems massive. That's what it is. No, I could go with $3 and get two McChickens with some change on the side, and I'm set to go.
Dude, I think that Popeye's one's like three and some change, maybe $4.
That's expensive.
You need to go back and try it again.
I'm thinking dollar menu type stuff here. I'm thinking dollar menu type stuff.
I think we need to let Brock know, guys, that his... Dude, you can get those chicken patties from like a bag.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised you didn't say something from KFC because you're always talking about KFC and the finger looking good
stuff. I'm done with KFC.
Yeah, you're done with it. All right.
I'm done with you guys.
Okay, if you didn't have the spicy chicken sandwich, what's your second?
My second?
Because we both have the same answer, just alternating restaurants.
The McLips nipple and ass, which is also known as the McRib.
The McRib? That's right.
No, I'm not a big fan of the McRib, honestly.
It's barbecue sauce and booty holes. That's all it is on there. So.
You know?
Yeah.
Trying to think. What would yours be?
It was tough. Place? I was thinking, it's got to be a burger. And I really do think I would probably do like I know you can't do the full thing, but a double from Henry's is...
Dude, I was going to say that, too.
Yeah,
Henry,
it's that old-style hamburger. Not saying that there aren't other great hamburgers out there, but I'm a big fan of the old-style hamburger. You know what I mean?
You know?
If that makes sense.
I originally thought maybe White Castle. But, dude, imagine having White Castle for the rest of your life.
See, and that's the thing is White Castle is phenomenal when you're just hammered drunk, okay?
Yeah.
Hammered drunk, dude, I can, no joke, 50 sliders down the gullet.
And with, the chicken rings, too. I always get those, too.
Yeah. But, again, White Castle, stone sober, you're like, this should not be eaten.
You know what's
funny? Be eaten.
We went to Vegas one year, and we ate at White Castle in Vegas, like two of the three nights we were there, just because it was so convenient right there.
And it's good. Like I said, you were probably drunk.
We were hammered.
Did you ever end up having In-N-Out while you were there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Is that considered fast food?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, for sure.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, an In-N-Out burger might be the answer.
See, now, In-N-Out, I will say, it is fantastic. Don't get me wrong. When I lived out in California, I lived at an In-N-Out. Like, it's fantastic. However, though, when you have it multiple times, it does start to lose some of its kind of like, I don't know. And also, too, there's always a line. There's always an effing line at In-N-Out. Now, the only other thing I would throw in there for the sake of conversation is a Chicago-style dog from Portillo's.
Ooh. Portillo's is good. I've only been there once. And
when you go, you always, but you got to think of those kind of specialty places, same thing with In-N-Out, like I'm saying,
is it the best or is it the experience too?
I think it's part of the experience. Like if you had it every single, it's almost like, you know, marrying a supermodel. You know, like, yeah, you get to, let me relate it to Plan B show status. It's like marrying a porn star, okay? Like, at first, it's like, this is awesome. I'm married to this porn star. She's doing a, okay, but then right, you're still married. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to lose some of its shine, if you will.
Terrible analogy.
That's a perfect analogy. Like, look. If you're married to that porn star, it's going to start off awesome, okay? But then you're okay, still married, okay? She's still going to yell at you for not taking the dishes out of the dishwasher. You know, so that's how I look at, like, In-N-Out or Portillo's. Like, it's great. Like, at first, you'd be like, oh, every day, this is amazing. But then after a while, you'd be like, ah, man.
After
I don't know.
Too much of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think the McChicken is just a nice middle-of-the-road one that you can just, you know, reliable. Yeah.
There's a reason it's a dollar. Because it's not the greatest. You're missing the point here.
But you know you're getting a reliable thing every single time, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
There's justification in my argument here. All right. It's perfectly laid out there. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. You see, it's like marrying a porn star. We got your answer. We come back. stick around. Well, good morning. 7:53, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Anyway, your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township on National Fast Food Day. If you could only have one fast food item for the rest of your life, what would it be? Let's take a phone call here, see what fast food item you would pick. WIRX, hello.
All right, might throw some people off at this one. Little Caesars Hot and Ready.
God, that's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Dude, up until things really got crappy, when you knew you could drive up at any time and get a pizza just right there for $5.99, that's killer, yep, man. It's killer.
Yep. Because, yeah. I mean, you think about it, it's not your typical fast food.
No.
But it is fast food.
Oh, for sure. I think that's a great answer. I didn't even think about Little Caesars. Awesome.
You drive through the
as
window.
Always.
You know?
All
there
right,
you
buddy.
Go. You guys have a good one.
Later. Oh, yeah, for the window, man. I use it. We just had Little Caesars the other day. It's fantastic, man.
Back in our early 20s, we used to hang out at a cousin's garage all the time, right? And somebody used to, like, go to, like, LMC, or they used to work out there by Little Caesars. And they'd always bring, like, two or three pizzas back to the garage, right? And these pizza boxes fit right in between his rafters. Dude, filled his whole garage wall full of these Little Caesar boxes. I'm like, hey, you don't want to ash from anything. This garage is going
gone.
Up. Like,
gone.
It's
yeah.
Gone, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call an accelerant, all right?
But you would walk into this garage and look to that left wall, and it was just Little Caesars, man.
Probably smelled great in there, too, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Let's see. Let's go to Facebook. We got some answers on there. Melissa said Arby's beef and cheddar. Good answer. That's another good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just a roast beef sandwich. Nicole said Taco Bell soft taco. That is, oh, man.
Hey, real quick.
What?
Taco Bell soft taco is a great answer, by the way. I had one yesterday.
Killer.
Something great about it. Real quick, about the Arby's. It's hard for me to get past the beef and cheddar. Every time I go, I always get the beef and cheddar because that's what I've always gotten.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a suggestion. What's better than the beef and cheddar?
I don't know if there's anything better than the beef and cheddar. That's kind of what they're known
so
for.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
No. The Reuben's really good. Try the Reuben. They're gyros on point. They got some good like wraps there. But I mean the beef and cheddar.
I had the brisket sandwich one time and I was like, yeah, it's good, but
a lot going on.
Should have gotten the beef and cheddar.
No, I always get the 1 pound beef and cheddar, and then their little sliders are good too, but the 1 pound beef and cheddar just soaked in cheese and Arby's sauce and horsey sauce. Forget about it. So good. So good. Let's see. Jen said frozen Big B coffee.
Expensive.
That's a terrible answer.
Frozen Big B coffee.
A lot of people said Taco Bell tacos. Josh had a Chick-fil-A deluxe spicy chicken sandwich. Blake said Crunchwrap Supreme from Taco Bell.
What was that one? The deluxe chicken sandwich from where?
From Chick-fil-A. You ever had Chick-fil-A?
Oh, dude, I forgot about Chick-fil-A. Yeah, you know what? Not too much. I've had it like twice, I think, in my life. It's always like going through or always driving somewhere south. Like, oh, Chick-fil-A, swing through. It's good.
It's good stuff, yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's worth the wait, too, because, I mean, it's like kind of high-end. Carly said anything from Long John Silver's. I think I remember reading somewhere like the most unhealthy food item out of all fast food was like one of the fish sandwiches from Long John Silver's. Because,
you know,
the grease and the breading and then the tartar sauce and everything.
It's greasy, it's tartary, it's great. Something about it. You know, either Long John Silver's, well, one in Stevensville.
Yeah.
And I never really think of it. Never think of it until I get up to it. I'm like, all right, we're going to Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Every time I leave happy.
I like it when it's what is it? There's the combo. It's like a Pizza Hut, Long John Silver's that are always together.
Everything is fried. They just take everything and dunk it. Boom.
Yep.
We're going to bread it. We're going to fry it. It's going to be delicious. Hush puppies. Ah.
Yep. Well, it's bread and fried. I mean, you do that to a turd and it's going to go down all right. You know what I mean?
Hey, whatever they're doing, keep doing it.
Let's see. Patty said the Whopper. Mark said the Mickey D fries was his son's answer. Chick-fil-A biscuit.
Yeah. I just don't like smelling like a Whopper for the rest of the day, you know?
It's the onions. It's the onions that get you. But you do like a double Whopper with cheese. That's a good sandwich right there. That's a good sandwich. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say the Mickey D, what's the competitive one for McDonald's is the Big Mac, right?
So, and actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's end this conversation with that. I'm sick of hearing about the Big Mac. All right. It's all bread. There's three pieces of bread in there. And for somehow they convinced us that their special Mickey D sauce, which I'm pretty sure is just Thousand Island dressing, has made that sandwich. Dude, we've been getting ripped off for years on that Big Mac.
That piece of meat should be thicker on that sandwich.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
All they do is take the same meat that they put on.
Full.
Yeah, you're full. It's like, oh, that was super satisfying. It's because you just ate half a loaf of bread, okay? I'm glad someone said you said that because, this needs to be.
Funny? Yeah. Try keeping that sandwich together while you eat it, too.
It ain't happening. Yeah, all they do is take the same little tiny meat patties that they get from, like, the McDouble, and then they just put bread in between. It's like, oh, here you go, extra bread. Special. But you know what? It's a special sandwich because we put Thousand Island sauce on there. Get out of here, all right? Get out of here. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back with more.
Fix your damn ice cream machine.
I swear to God, McDonald's. More rock.